It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We waited 9 months for this? President Biden's 36-member commission studying possible Supreme Court reforms has released draft materials ahead of its final report. But the part we've been waiting for, on the subject of expanding the court to balance it in the wake of Republicans stealing 3 seats and filling them with right-wing ideologues, was divided, is not what we had hoped for. The report, stating in part, could, quote, reinforce the notion that the justices are partisan actors. You think? The Nation magazine's Ellie Mastal pulled no punches, tweeting in response, quote, when you put no court reformers on your court reform commission, you end up with no court reform. This game was fixed from the moment Joe Biden named the commission, end quote. The commission was apparently more open to the idea of term limits for justices, but it wasn't tasked with making any recommendations, just with appraising the various proposals. The president won't comment on the report until the final version is released next month, but it doesn't bode well. Steve Bannon failed to show up for his witness deposition on Thursday after announcing last week that he would refuse to testify because of executive privilege. Steve Bannon does not now and never did have that privilege to invoke, and the former guy no longer does either because he's not the president. The chair of the House Select Committee investigating January 6th, Benny Thompson, said that the panel will move forward with criminal contempt proceedings and vote on a contempt referral for Bannon on Tuesday evening when the House is back in session. So once the committee and then the House have voted to advance a contempt citation, it goes to Attorney General Merrick Garland to decide whether to actually prosecute the case. And this is Merrick Garland, so we're not sure what he'll do. Strange times indeed. Oh, by the way, Steve Bannon did make time for at least one appearance this week. On Wednesday night, he headlined a rally for Republican Virginia gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin. At that event, the crowd pledged allegiance to a flag that organizers said was present at the January 6th attack on the Capitol. I feel like this newscast is coming from down the rabbit hole. Strange days indeed. Well, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that the Senate will vote on Wednesday to open debate on voting rights legislation. That gives Joe Manchin one more week to finish rounding up those 10 Republicans he said he can bring along to overcome their filibuster. Yeah, good luck with that, Joe. In other troubling news, the country's most restrictive abortion law, which bans the procedure as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy, will remain in place while litigation over it continues. The Justice Department had sought to reinstate an earlier court ruling that had blocked enforcement of the law. This time, federal appeals court ruled that Texas can continue enforcing its abortion ban. The 2-1 decision by a 3-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals marked the third time this conservative-leaning appeals court has allowed the Texas restrictions to stand. And so it goes. But one federal judge is at least trying to hold the former guy to account. Judge Dolores Gonzalez issued an order saying that the former guy must sit for a videotaped deposition next week in a lawsuit filed by a group of Mexican protesters who were assaulted during a rally outside Trump Tower in September of 2015, blaming Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric. He had just recently said that Mexican immigrants were criminals and rapists to kick off his presidential campaign. So the judge's order said Donald J. Trump shall appear for a deposition October 18th, 2021 at 10 a.m. or in the event of illness or emergency or another mutually agreed to date on or before October 31st, 2021. Trump could also have to provide a deposition later this year as part of a defamation lawsuit filed by Summer Zervos, a former contestant on The Apprentice. Moderna people, listen up. The FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee voted unanimously to recommend Moderna booster shots for emergency use authorization, saying that a half-size booster dose produced a strong immune response, which should free up even more doses for the global supply. Well, this is good news. Former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe won back his pension on Thursday after the Justice Department settled. Instead of fighting a lawsuit asserting that Trump illegally fired him in March of 2018 for overseeing the FBI's Russia investigation. In Thursday's settlement, the Justice Department admitted no wrongdoing. Oh, please. But the Biden administration rescinded McCabe's dismissal restored his full pension and other benefits, and allowed him to officially retire and receive about $200,000 in missed payments. You'll recall the former guy vindictively fired McCabe the day before his eligibility for full retirement benefits. And finally, the shooter at Parkland, Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School is expected to, on Friday, plead guilty to all 17 counts of murder and all 17 counts of attempted murder. Prosecutors decided against a plea deal, which would take the death penalty off the table. But instead of trial, it's expected this case will proceed to the sentencing phase, where a jury will make that decision. It's about time. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.